listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
How are you doing, Dina?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm Greg Potter, by the way.
And I'm Dina Martinez, by the way.
And this is The Dina and Greg Show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Sunday. It's been such a kid-filled weekend. Let's put it that way. A children-filled weekend.
Indeed.
Dina ended up dragging me to Glendale yesterday, and you're on, just so you know. Jenny Pelosi is with us tonight, and you're on, so you can add anything in.
All
just
right.
So you know.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's such quick timeliness.
We were supposed to have Madison from Million Dollar Listing come on today, and was really excited about that because I saw the little Playboy cover.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
I'm kind of excited. So, then he had to cancel. But Bravo did their footwork for me and got Jenny in, and I adore you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
so I'm really
you.
Excited that you're here.
Well, I am no Madison, but,
you are fantastic. Okay. Before we go back into Glendale and how I got dragged there yesterday, my first meeting with you, well, not official meeting, I was back in Madison, Wisconsin, working out at the gym and watching TV, and it was the first season flipping out, and you came on, and I was like, I have bosses just like her, or just like him, and, ooh, who is she? And I totally forgot about Jeff, like, immediately. So we were in Glendale. I called Dina after I got done with work yesterday, and she's like, oh, I'm at Glendale. Come over here. Let's go.
The only reason I go to Glendale, which is very fun, but every couple weeks, about every month, I go to get laser treatments, so I had to go over there for that, and I just end up at the Galleria, which makes me excited because they have Big Girl Torrid show, you know, store, and I can find cute big girl clothes and shoes, and I'm like, yay! And so I'm cruising around the Galleria just waiting for this one, who was not drug. He, on his own volition,
decided
to come out.
I would go to the Valley because we wanted to see Paranormal
Activity.
Yes,
I heard it was really scary.
It's possibly one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It was horrible.
Really?
And
I
usually find something good to say about everything.
And if it's scary at all, I normally like it. I like the cheesy, scary things that everybody's like, oh, that was horrible.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, I loved it. It was so cheesy and campy and fun. Horrible.
More importantly, what are you guys going to be for Halloween?
We haven't even figured that out yet.
No. And that's so not like me because normally I'm like planning for months
Dina,
ahead.
Greg.
I know. Really, really. And after, see, our big thing is we really love Dia de los Muertos.
Mm-hmm.
Her neighbors have
really
this
excited.
Huge party. We go to Infinity Cemetery in Hollywood and just have a great time. But after last Halloween down in WeHo, I'm just avoiding it.
Seriously.
You've been down, obviously.
Down. Yeah. I have one time, but.
It's just ridiculous.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
though.
It's a scene.
And I'm not walking like 4 miles in heels through a crowd.
Right.
I'm just not doing it. But I think I may end up being a naughty nun for the third year in a row.
Naughty nun.
There we go.
What about you?
I have no clue. No clue. Halloween's, I'm not worried about it yet.
I'm so sad that I'm not as, you know, into it this year. It's so not me. I get excited, don't
Fuck
get me
it.
Wrong, but I'm normally like for a month and a half, I'm like, let's put this here. I'm going to buy that because that'll look perfect in my doorway. You know, what am I going to be for Halloween?
This was our conversation on our way back from Pasadena today.
You guys have been all over this weekend.
And then I was drugged, too.
You are drugged, too. I had a meeting with my spiritual advisor today, and she's amazing and so loving, and it really changed my energy, so it was perfect. I'm glad we went. Craig may not be as glad.
Anyway, I say that the weekend was filled with kids. There's been kids everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, and I've kind of finally realized that I do maybe want kids. You know, first I've got to meet Mr. Wright, and then we'll figure it out. But, the entire time dealing with kids. And last night we were at Barnes & Noble after the movie and getting coffee in line. And this kid bumped into me. And I, of course, I said, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. And he actually said, no, I'm sorry, excuse me. He was 7, 8 years old, but it was very cocky and very, I was like, little kid, I'm going to kick your ass.
But he was still all up in our business, like right between us, like he was trying to listen in on our conversation. And I'm thinking, this is an adult conversation. Don't talk to the tranny right now.
She will eat you up. So
I am hungry.
But the reason I said it, because the kids continued. And today we actually witnessed, well, I can't say we, but Dina witnessed someone calling out another child, another person's children. Like, you're not supposed to run with borders or wherever
you were. Don't run in. There's no running in the store. You know, but and
you never see that in L.A.
You don't.
No.
No.
At all. And I'm from Texas, small town. And you call out people's kids, you know. And if you're a child and there's an adult near, you get kind of nervous and you want to do things right because they're going to run back and tell your parents, which obviously that's not going to happen here because most people don't know each other's parents. And anyway, so, and there were just kids. I'm not wanting to be a mother because I taught in a Southern Baptist church Sunday school for 5 and like 10 year olds. And I'm not doing it. And it takes a special person to be a mother. And I think that's wonderful. And I'm very excited for those people that do. But these children these days, I'm becoming my mother. I'm like, these children these days do not have any manners. I'm like, were you raised in a barn?
See, but no matter what, then I go back to breakfast this morning and seeing the two gays with their children, and I'm like,
with their baby.
Oh, but it was now cute. Let's move on. Let's talk about something fun. Madonna's neighbor is gonna sue her.
Yes,
yay! Please. Because she's too loud in her apartment that overlooks Central Park in New York. Obviously, what other Central Park would it be talking about?
The one in New York.
So the neighbor says Madonna's too loud.
Too loud, yeah. To be exactly. Her music and frequent dance sessions are causing a commotion. Karen George.
I've got the moves, baby. You've got the moves.
Why is Karen not, like, excited and dancing along?
Because it's Upper East Side, I'm guessing.
Hoity-toity bitch. Oh, by the way, I was
told. But seriously, go next door. Knock on the door. Hi, I'm Karen. I'm going to party with you.
I was told that the Upper East Side may not be my crowd. But I think it is, because Dr. Vanderbilt.
She's searching for Dr. Daniel Vanderbilt.
Really?
That's her husband.
Yes.
We don't know what he looks like or anything, but that's his name.
All right.
He might look a lot like Jeff.
Oh.
Just kidding.
But anyway, with Madonna, though, Rolling Stone, we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yes.
Her interview and looking back. I don't know.
I didn't read it. I thought it was really exciting. So
you just looked at the pictures.
That's all I do.
Okay. What are you going to tell me? Tell me something.
In Time Magazine, I read a quote from Madonna, and it was on whether or not she plans to marry again. And she said, I would rather get run over by a train. So that was just not really funny.
You lost it there. You totally lost it. Sorry about that.
I just, bless her heart.
Okay.
Lucky in life, unlucky in love.
Flagstaff, Arizona, the third person has died in the sweat lodge. Have you heard about this? There's a sweat lodge in Flagstaff. People are getting sick. People are, and it's still open. Like, there's an investigation, but it's still open.
Y'all need to do some heavy duty anti.
What are you
shit.
Taking into the sweat lodge with you? Like, what's
now, I'm sorry. What exactly is a sweat lodge?
A sweat lodge is a, it's a
in
kind
Native
of a
American
hole.
Tradition.
Yeah. It's in a hole, and then they've got the leather and whatever above it. You sit in a hole, basically, in the dirt.
We don't
in
know.
This lodge, and there's this fire in the middle, and you just sweat your sweat. It's
so
like
it's
a sauna.
Like Bikram yoga, a little bit.
Probably
yeah.
Exactly. Yes, it's
but
like
in a hole.
And it's supposed to lead to
hole.
Spiritual experience and
with peyote.
Level of,
with peyote.
Yeah. Oh, with peyote.
So yeah, but
I don't know the whole thing, but
people are dying.
He brought it up.
That's what I have. Okay.
I'm really excited. Are you?
Go.
I'm really excited because I was looking at all the magazines on the. I'm a magazine, TV, media whore. I love it.
What's your favorite magazine?
I can't narrow it down to one. I'm falling in love with Another. It's a UK magazine. But Elle, Vogue, Hello Fashion.
Yeah.
So living. And
really?
Yes.
Continue.
So this month's issue seemed to have cover women who are 30 and above. And it's really kind of exciting to see that the fashion magazines and the magazines are actually branching out from the 20-year-old tween, like skinny little,
love
you know,
that.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so I'm really
absolutely.
Excited to see that. Nicole Kidman and somebody else was there on
Kate
cover
Hudson,
of Kate Hudson.
Who else is on there? Yeah.
Do you find that there's not as many models anymore on covers?
There
magazines,
aren't.
Though?
And the reason they're doing that is because models don't sell the magazines. This is such a celebrity-oriented society. And so I just watched that September issue. With
I was going to say, wasn't it just in September issue?
But I knew that. I kind of like.
No, I haven't seen it. I wanted to.
You've got to.
Yeah.
I love it.
But we need them. We need the models back.
Yeah.
Come
we
on.
Do, and but there are still few that are really, really, you know, like, what's her name? Stam? Victoria Stam? Gorgeous. Stunning model.
But you
amazing.
Also have to look at some of the models that moved over to acting, like Uma Thurman, mm-hmm. and my brain just stopped at Uma Thurman. But there's a whole laundry list mm-hmm. of
yeah,
models.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And there's that, still, yeah. and now there's, like, the celebrity models, like, really? My
We've
brain,
all...
what is that?
next top model, or not, yes, her.
Tyra Banks.
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
And
she's
gorgeous. Kate Skinny Bitch.
Moss.
Yes, thank you.
Oh! You got it.
Kate Moss, who is also on the cover of a magazine, which I wish they would,
to
or
the
W, I think
ad-libs.
It is. And I wish that they would have, it shreds. And I wish they would have airbrushed a little bit because it looks like she has a line under her eyes, or if she would have not been.
I thought Claudia Schiffer was really beautiful.
Oh, stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss
her. I
still
want to play the game. Cunty slut.
I miss it. You just want to say curse words in front of our guests.
Are you? What's next?
Then I'm really excited to see.
Sorry, we normally know what each other's going to say.
No, we
today
don't. We don't. We are. Another magazine. The cover is Natalie Portman right now, and she's in L'Envol.
Okay,
she's gorgeous.
It's stunning. It's 10 years of style issue, and it's just an amazing issue. It's got former covers with Kate Moss, Vanessa Paradis. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So if you get a chance and you really want to be like in love with the fashion and the art and creativity of it, I suggest this issue of N Other magazine. It's a UK mag.
Nice.
It's gorgeous. Gorge.
Check that out.
It's like N Other and V. Two of my favorite mags. Like, if you really want to go for the arty, couture, hot, sexy, those are the two magazines that I, like, just go crazy over.
All right, Dina.
Oh, there's my 2 cents.
The New York Times magazine today, the fashion magazine, was pretty interesting, too. I didn't bring it to you. I'm sorry. You'll get
it. So over it.
But it's full of Brits. Brits and couture, and it's... Yeah.
I love couture.
Anyway, speaking of the New York Times today, it had a couple interesting articles. One about LA's pot problem. How there are more medicinal marijuana stores in Los Angeles than there are schools.
Is that for real?
For real. So, and how...
Have you been to West Hollywood?
And technically in West Hollywood, there, because if you're a resident, you can go get, 16th of an ounce or whatever it is, as long as you're registered.
I just fall asleep. I don't...
Yeah, so now Los Angeles is having a difficult time policing this situation. So I thought that was interesting. And then also...
Seriously, at the corner of Fairfax and Santa Monica, if you're going to that Whole Foods ever there, it just reeks of pot because there are like 3 little patisseries over there.
Patisserie.
Did you like that? Patisserie.
Patisserie. Where have I been? I'm behind.
Where
I guess.
Are you?
I don't know. I'm over at Jeff Lewis's office.
Welcome to the Dina and Greg show.
I'm like, sister, what are you doing next weekend? I'll show you everything.
And the other thing in the LA in the New York Times that I want to throw in there. Sorry, I just jumped over you.
No,
there's an article about the swine flu, and okay, obviously there's a scare. It's there, but this article was so like scary, like rawr. It even got into beer pong at colleges. Like, and talking about how now you can't play beer pong and now you can't bring in every, you know, like, you know, my mom, perfect example, works at a nursing home. She's and they all bring in, you know, baked goods and they share. And it went into that on how it really everyone should pre-wrap each little brownie.
That's a little Y2K,
exactly.
The swine flu, don't you think?
Completely.
Remember before Y2K?
I know,
we
totally.
We were all freaked out.
Yes.
What happened?
Bottles of water.
Nothing.
Canned corn.
I still have canned corn.
Here's the question I have. If your water bottle gets hot, in the car, then you're not supposed to drink it, right?
Completely, because of the plastic.
Right. Well, I've done
but
that
anyway,
before.
Exactly. Right. Regardless, if you drink out of a plastic bottle, the chemicals still leach into your water, whether it's cold or not. But not as quickly if it's colder. But the whole point
plastic's
is...
Plastic's bad. Plastic's bad either way.
Plastic's fabulous. I'm wanting to put some here and here. So I was really excited to find out from the Associated Press that 79 of the metropolitan communities, cities in the U.S. are in recovery. So they keep talking about it being a very slow recovery. Speaking at least it's begun.
Yes.
There is hope at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
And Mama will buy some Lanvin someday. Same.
Speaking of Y2K scares.
Anyway. You will,
Gucci
Mama.
Pumps. Gucci pumps.
Sorry. Where did I go? What was I doing? I don't know. I'm going to get serious for a second. I just want to bring up the straight. Okay. Wait. That was too much of a dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Straight dun, and racial. Straight and racial couple not allowed to marry in Louisiana. Keith Bardwell, Justice of the Peace, says that he won't marry an interracial couple because of the children. And then he goes in this whole spiel about how he is, how he's not racist and all this stuff. But really...
See, no, I remember that argument. I remember that. My mother and my father used to always tell me, you know, they didn't want me to date a black girl because they were worried about the children. They don't have to worry about that now.
Why are we regressing, though? Like,
it's just, well, it's not really regressing. That's just the state of mind of a lot of that part of the country. And it's really sad that people aren't moving forward. But I think as far as the younger people, the younger generations and our generation are actually starting to see the error of their ways, or, you know, realize that, you know, it's not such a fright. It's not something that's so threatening. But it's just going to take time, especially for those areas.
But if that hasn't been taken care of yet, how am I going to marry
my
husband?
They don't watch TV
who's
enough.
Who's not at my house waiting for me right now, who I've not even met. I've not even met yet. Anyway.
Are you dating?
No. Dating takes time. You know this. I mean, I don't
know. I'm focused on my career. How can I date?
Anyway.
My career that's bringing me so much money.
Speaking of injustices, a lesbian student in Mississippi wants to be in her senior portrait in her yearbook in a tuxedo. Everyone knows she's a lesbian. This is not something shocking in high school, but now the American Civil Liberties Union of Mississippi is getting involved and saying, let her wear a tux.
Once again, it's Mississippi time. It's clothing.
I know, but...
It's proper
why
attire.
Why did that even get a eyebrow right? Did she say something? They said, no, you can't wear a tuxedo?
Exactly. It's tradition in the high school for the women to wear dresses in their senior portrait for the yearbook.
Wow.
And in my high school, I know, like, going back, like, you just picked a picture and you sent it in.
Yeah. I took one in front of a tree in jeans and a tee.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you look back at those too. And you're like, thinking you're all posed, and like, I like the one where. Did you ever do those portraits where there was like the silhouette of you, and it was like Best Friends Day, and you got like your friends, and then it was like the kind of silhouette-y in the corner, and then you. Yeah, it was real good.
I can do that on Photoshop. I put me in the top and me in the center.
But she was doing it with her best friend.
I know, but I said me. Yes, I love those pictures. Those
you
are fabulous.
Know what I'm saying.
Yes,
yeah.
I completely.
Okay, I'm going to bring this one up because I'm really excited about this.
Is it the
I'm
one sitting... where you're making fun of my hometown,
yes.
My home state?
Yes.
Thanks.
So I was reading, I can't remember. Oh, it was in MSNBC. They have like a little application for the iPhone, which I'm living for the iPhone, by the way. And I love it because
mine
just
went black.
I had that happen to me once.
It's the first time that ever happened.
But then it regenerated.
Yeah, I pressed the reset.
And
two.
It did it.
Mm-hmm. The iPhone rocks.
I love it. It's like a whole, it's like a cult of phone users. And I've got more to talk about that.
And I was a Crackberry girl for a long time.
I was too. But do they have a magazine dedicated to the Crackberry? Mm-mm. There are three, like iPhone... application directory and iPhone Living or something magazines, and I'm like, yes! So, I'll talk more about the accessories that I'm really excited about.
Yes,
but, right now, from the MSNBC application, which I'm really excited, I love because it gives me the 79 metropolitan cities are in recovery. And it also gives me...
I need that application.
It's fabulous. I'll show it to you.
You show me.
Okay. Hayward, Wisconsin. So people are going to the supermarket. They're really excited about, you know, just doing their shopping. You know, I get excited when I go to the grocery store or the liquor store. All of a sudden, through these sliding glass doors that are, you know, just they slide open, walks a 125-pound black bear, heads directly to the beer cooler, climbs like 20 feet on the top shelf, and decides to take a nap in the beer cooler. Or shall we call it a bear cooler?
That Ba-dum-sk. Is awesome.
We like to drink a bear in Wisconsin. Just... I can't help it. And even the wildlife likes to drink.
A bear walks into a bar.
Or an Albertsons.
Why the long pause?
No, really, we don't have an Albertsons bag in Wisconsin. It would be shop a lot or a quick trip.
A supermarket. Anyway. A bear walks into the beer cooler.
You got some good cheese there, don't you?
We do, and some cheese curds. But Hayward's a
which
fun
he knows
city.
Never to bring over to my house.
Cheese curds?
Because yeah, they'll be gone in a heartbeat. I'm like,
every time I come home, well, except for this last time, I bring them and they're gone in 10 seconds. Have you had them?
No.
They're really little. They're really the worst thing in the world. They're just really like little pieces of cheese that are just cut off the top of the cheese when it's being sliced. And yeah.
I don't eat cheese anymore.
I'm starting to stop.
Yeah, I stopped. I miss it. But.
I have a project that I need to be healthier for. Okay, real quickly before we go into flipping out. Or do you have something else?
Not really. Like
okay, iPhone stuff. Because I'm so excited about this. Okay, you know an iPhone lasts for like 5 minutes when you're using it. Like when you have to email people and... Seriously, my battery's almost gone. I just unplugged it from the charger. So it kind of annoys me.
Yes.
But... They have a juice pack. It's called Juice Pack. And it's one of the thinnest external batteries. And it's in a battery case. And it just slips on like a protective case. So fantastic. And you can get... Listen to me. I'm all plug, plug.
But I heard Juice Pack doesn't offer as much... Doesn't offer enough bang for its bite.
Well, they have a couple of versions. Okay. One of the one that is... Excuse me. The one that is right now, it offers 4 hours on 3G talk time and then up to 6 hours of audio playback time. So, I mean, it can get me from point A to point B.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
You know what I mean? So it gives you a plenty. It gives you enough time to really get to. Anyway.
And my case here is made out of bamboo.
Is it really?
You want to smell that? I do. Smell that. That is nice.
I'm so excited. I'm smelling your case. Oh, it's beautiful.
Can you smell that, people out there? It kind of smells nice.
It kind of smells like Earl Grey tea.
I love Shazam. That's my favorite.
Oh, I love Shazam. My problem with Shazam is I can never get it to work long enough to get it or get it close enough to the
speaker.
It takes
forever every time you try and tag something.
So, the juice pack, you can get it on Mophine, MOPHINE.com. And then for Christmas, on my Christmas list, on my holiday list, so excited. A Bluetooth full-size keyboard for your iPod and iPod Touch.
No way.
Shut your mouth, yes.
Shut the front door.
I'm so excited.
I want Apple TV for Christmas.
I know nothing about Apple TV.
Oh, it's hot times. Yep.
Wait, what's Apple TV?
Apple TV, I mean, I only have seen it a few times, but you can have your movies and your photos, and I think it syncs everything into the... From your iPod, so if I have my pictures here, I can have it up on the TV, and then it does a slideshow, and all your movies, all your music, everything integrated.
Okay.
Check it out.
I'm so excited. I love the iPhone. It's a cult. It really is.
It's amazing.
But like I said, the Crackberry don't have a magazine, do they?
Remember, what was right before the iPhone that everybody was like thinking was the wave? Was it the MP3 player?
Well...
I just feel like they went from BlackBerry to iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that's like what it seems like.
A lot of people are still on BlackBerry, though. I see a lot of people with BlackBerry.
Completely.
Still.
And the BlackBerry's great, and they've got some things.
Now they're
great,
but the
texting,
Touch,
I mean, yeah. Email is better on BlackBerry.
Emails, yeah. Is it?
Typing, I think.
Because I like mine, because I like it easier, better, but that's me.
So, yeah.
I love it. I just hate the reception with my current service provider, but you
know, I like that you can play Prices Right on the iPhone. Let's get serious, people. Okay,
she's all
we have serious issues to talk about. Prices Right.
Okay, come on now.
Is Drew Carey there too?
No, Drew's not there. Darn it.
I miss
Bob a little bit. I like Drew a lot, but
you know, why can't they bring back that animatronic?
Have your pet spayed and nude. Thanks, Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, Kirstie Alley.
Sorry,
that was my tweet of the week, like a decade ago now. She was like, "Make sure to have your pet spayed and neutered."
But
Kirstie said that.
Kirstie Alley. Yeah. I'm pathetic. She's all, "I don't know who you are, but I'm plugging you on the radio."
Kirstie Alley.
Anyway. I'm going to be the fat actress too.
You, where are you right now?
I'm everywhere. I told you ADD.
We're looking at you like, where did you go? Where did you go?
I'm all, we tried to warn you, honey.
Yeah, I was like,
she's all, what have I gotten into? Okay. I just had coffee.
I want to bring one other thing up quick, and then we'll go because we're good for time. Ryan Reynolds is coming out with a new drag movie, and
I want to be excited.
Why can't we just see a Ryan Reynolds movie where he's naked the entire movie?
I don't want to see.
He doesn't have to say
girl.
Anything. It's supposed to, the setup is like Mrs. Doubtfire. He tries to get his kids back. So, but there will be no Robin Williams and no Sally Field.
And it's like.
And he'll be, I just want to.
That storyline.
Really, yeah. I just want to see Ryan.
I have a fun game for you.
What's the game?
And it explains your life. Top 5 movies.
I
played this with some friends the other
day. It
was very interesting.
That's so difficult for me. One would definitely be Empire Records. Love Empire Records.
Interesting.
Another would be Kissing Jessica Stein.
Love.
I need to see that movie again.
It's so good. So good. And the soundtrack is, it's a perfect like Sunday morning soundtrack. What else is on there? What else? Clueless would be on there. Because you've got to throw Clueless in there. Like, really? Really?
Clueless. That's a good movie.
Yeah. The Hours. I love The Hours. I can always go back to The Hours. So much going on with that movie and so much. Always learn something new from it. And then, yeah, I really can't think of anything else right now. Elizabeth Town, I like.
Number one, I love Elizabeth Town. Number one, Indochine. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
Gorgeous film starring Catherine Deneuve. It's a period piece. It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's cinematically stunning. It's just romantic, beautiful. Love it. Number two is going to be Amelie.
That's a great movie.
It's quirky and fun, and it totally catches me.
See, I didn't have time to think.
That's so funny. When we were playing this, the first person that went, then by the third person,
I'm like,
I know it, I know it. I had to go first.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh.
One of the funniest movies ever. Connie and Carla. So funny. And then the fifth one I'm not so sure about, but I would probably go with something like Tu Huang Phu just because it's a classic drag movie.
What about you, cutie?
Waiting for Guffman, Tootsie, yes. And Now My Love.
I don't know that one.
What else? Now look at, I'm blanking. I had my 5 down.
You were, yeah, you were the catalyst for this game.
Uh-oh, problem city. The Deer Hunter I like a lot. Did you guys see that? Kramer versus Kramer,
Kramer
like a lot.
Kramer versus Kramer.
That was almost 5, I think.
Okay, well, if you, we're not going anywhere, so if you have another one, you just shout it out.
I feel like the rules are just putting too much pressure.
Life is Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. Oh. Yeah. I mean, Adrian Brody. Oh. Anyway.
So sad, though.
Anyway, let's talk about Flipping Out, because the season finale is this Tuesday.
It is. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. Catch me rapping like a lizard.
So my favorite thing about one of my favorite things about Flipping Out is your alter ego.
Deb.
Yes.
Deb is rude and conceited.
Dina's never seen Deb. So she just came in the chair next to you. I would love to talk to Deb. How's Deb?
How are you guys doing? How's it hanging? I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I blew out my knee.
What
happened? In a lot of pain.
What happened?
At my game.
What game?
My softball game.
Yeah? Did you guys win?
No.
Why not? Because you blew out your knee?
Yeah, because I'm the fucking star of the show, and I couldn't play anymore.
Well, thanks for coming in. I'm kind of intimidated by you, Deb.
Yeah, you should be. You should be, because you're a little bit of a pussy.
I am a little bit of a pussy.
I'm thinking you're kind of hot, Deb.
I like you, too.
Hey, babe. So, I get so girly. I'm so stupid.
So what else do you guys do besides, you know, jerk around here on the radio?
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And watch TV.
Jerk around on the radio and watch TV.
Nice. Yeah. And go to malls and Glendale.
Mm-hmm. No, I try to.
And get my hair done when I can.
Yeah. That's right. What we got. And go to work. Anyway.
Well, I work for a real asshole. That's what I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, he's a prick.
He's cute, though.
You seem like you would be attracted to your coworker, Jenny.
No, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do?
Right on.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Greg.
Oh, it's a horrible name. Okay, well,
am I intimidating you?
Yes.
Yeah, Jenny's a real fragile mess. I'm not attracted to her at all.
Okay.
Right on.
But listen, I gotta go because I'm gonna grab a beer with somebody. So
fantastic. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it real.
Have some Guinness for me.
Keep it real. Man up a little bit.
Man up. Man up.
Do it.
She's
do it.
So rude. I'm so sorry.
I love her.
She's so rude.
She gets things done at the office though. She's Jeff's favorite employee.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I can see how she definitely. Yeah, we've all worked for Deb's and Jeff's.
Yeah, I mean. You know, I try to take a nicer approach than Deb, but...
Deb really threw me off. Okay, so hi.
So, you asked her.
I know. I love her, though. I love watching her.
I don't think that you're a pussy, by the way.
I am a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, not really. But anyway, I don't know how to deal with that. You want... Yeah.
I want one. Okay. That's on my wish list, too. Bless her heart.
And a Bluetooth keyboard. Yeah.
Exactly.
I am so...
What more could you ask for Christmas?
Throw in Apple TV. We're all good.
I don't think I could work Apple TV, though.
Yeah, you could.
No, you don't realize how, like, I'm so electronically.
Bad. I'm really bad.
You know what? I'm really bad, too.
I love it.
When I got divorced and I had to, like, set up my own VCR and all that and like be like doing all the guy stuff, you know, I was just lost.
See, that's funny. Like when it comes to that stuff, when it has to happen, I can do it. Like one time at one of the restaurants I was running in Wisconsin, I had to regrout there was a night where there was a huge bar fight.
Stool
like broke all the tile in the women's bathroom. And that night I retiled the floor and grouted everything, regrouted like, completely. Like,
wow.
I'll do it when it has to happen, but when it's not immediate and urgent, then it takes me, like, I'm not on Facebook mostly because I'm afraid that I won't figure it out.
And it's
Facebook's
so easy.
Easy.
I know. It's so easy.
Anyway.
But Twitter's hard for me. I'm not understanding that whole thing.
Yeah, I did it for a long time, but it's just like it's like updating your Facebook. You
right.
Just tweet it. It's like the same thing.
But like, does anyone want to know that I'm eating cereal? No.
I think everybody wants to know that I'm eating cereal.
Yes. What kind of cereal do you like?
My favorite. Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks? Mm-hmm. Nice. I haven't had Apple Jacks in a while.
They're great.
I do like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm kind of fond of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Have you guys been to Menchie's, by the way?
Menchie's?
The yogurt place?
No.
It's here in the valley. There's a bunch of them.
No. Yeah.
I don't come
you
over
gotta
here
go to
but
Menchie's.
Once a week.
Menchie's. I was just finally, went to Pinkberry.
Still a Pinkberry virgin.
I don't know.
Speaking of yogurt, that's what I got.
Yeah, Menchie's gets to put on all your own toppings, and there's Fruity Pebbles, and there's, I mean, you name it.
Well, like
there's Fruity Pebbles, too?
Yeah.
The cereal in here.
Oh, okay. See, so, at least she brought it back to the we tend to just go like,
flipping out, yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to get there, and then all of a sudden you're like, cereal, and I'm like, ooh.
I'm on a wild ride with you two tonight.
Flipping out, Tuesday at 10.
Bravo's going to be like, we're not sending anybody else ever.
Not true. Bravo's awesome. You guys watch Bravo?
Oh, we love
all the time.
Definitely.
I do.
Really, it's the gay network.
Hello.
It is.
So your season finale. How do you feel that the seasons went with the crisis? The housing crisis.
Jeff primarily is working for other people now in this market. He's not mm-hmm. flipping his own houses.
Yeah.
So it's been, in one sense, a challenge, I think, for him. But he's totally conquered it, and he's doing great. He has a lot of business, a lot of consultations. And as you saw this season on the show, I think he helped a lot of people. Like, we had one client in Studio City that when we came in and walked into that situation, you know, they were getting a quote of $450,000 by a contractor who primarily was a pool contractor. And Jeff came in and he said, well, what kind of finishes are they going to include in this bid? What exactly is this bid entail? And they were kind of like, oh, well, we didn't really ask all those questions. Point being that Jeff ended up saving them a ton of money and coming in and, you know, being, he's kind of bad cop, and he's done it so much for so many years with his own homes that he knows how to stick to a budget. He knows how to work these numbers and get people. And right now is a great time to fix up your house if you can, because mm-hmm. People are working for less, you know, and everything's costing a bit less. So.
Was that the house I just recently saw? Because seriously, it's been so spacey how I've watched it. The house where he was just testing the contractor?
Yes.
It was that house, right?
Yes, and then that's in Studio City.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've had a good time, and we've worked for a lot of interesting, great people, and it's been kind of an adventure. I think for Jeff, you know, he didn't think he would be here, but a lot of us in this time are, you know, making kind of just the best out of
making it work,
the situation, you know, and I think everything will turn. I'm an optimist.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I think it's interesting, like, how he's really taken advantage of the situation as best as he can.
Yeah.
And that's been really cool.
And he's because really great at what he does.
You have to be creative in a market like this. You have to find what people really need and figure out where the need is to really succeed in an economy like this. So
that's really right. And awesome. He's really, you know, like you guys talking to you about this show, something you were very passionate about. I'm passionate about, you know, obviously acting. And then I've been very passionate about learning about real estate, a career that I just never thought that I would enjoy as much as I have. And so it's kind of making the best, you know, bloom where you're planted, make the best of what you have. And if you're passionate about it, it's so fun, you mm-hmm. know, to be passionate about your work. So
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I want to talk about the house. I want to actually in a second go back to your movies, because one of your movies we love. So it was quick, but we got a little research in on you. So don't even worry about it. But the housekeeper, Jeff's housekeeper.
Zoila.
She's so like feisty. She's very feisty.
Especially now that she's a citizen.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, she's a doll.
I get that feistiness, but they're like family members, though,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I was getting that portrayal.
Yeah, you know, Jeff's correctly. Mom died when he was young, 18, and Zoila, I really do feel like is become a mom to him, and they have that relationship, and they joke, but, you know, they love each other, and she works really hard, and, you know, as much as he says that she doesn't, he's...
If her house isn't clean, break it, or what his quote on her was. Anyway.
I don't know that one. But we did hire he tried to kind of test Zoila and brought in Roomba this last episode. But Roomba lost Zoila. Nobody can top Zoila, especially not a robot.
What's going on with your microphone? I just realized. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just talking. Leave me alone.
I don't know. I
already
know why
sound
that was
like an annoying 8-year-old. Those poor people, if this filter wasn't on that whole time, they're like, if you heard your ratings go down, that's only because of the
I'm not worried about
nails
it.
On
you,
a chalkboard.
You are a hoot so far.
So
well,
I'm curious
hoot,
about,
period.
I'm really so curious though about the nanny cam incident.
Last season.
Yeah. Last season. Yeah.
It was last season, wasn't it?
Great. Yes.
So I'm just curious about that. How did that make you feel?
You know, I went through a painful thing in front of a lot of people. But
you're divorced,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. And
Sorry, I didn't need to
Sorry. That's good. That's good. a painful thing. I also stepped on a nail, so it could have been that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was funny. We were talking on the reunion special. I said that a year ago when we did the reunion, I thought, oh, you know, I'm totally better. And it takes a lot of time to heal. You know, I was with my ex for 10 years, and I think that we've all been through pain and in relationships, and I think that it takes time. So I finally feel that I'm better now. When, you know, 6 months, a year ago, I was saying, oh, I'm better, you know, because it's been 18 months, and I finally feel like I'm healing. So
good.
So it was hard, but you know, I had so much support from people, incredible support from people that didn't know me, still to this day, and it actually really, it helped me a tremendous amount. Even though it was strangers, you know, it really did help me. So,
completely,
people have been very supportive of our show, and I'm so thankful of that.
That's amazing. It's nice when people actually reach out with positive energy to people and connect on that level, whether you know them or not. I mean, that's just it's just an amazing miracle.
Yeah.
Of being human that happens occasionally, and it doesn't happen most of the time when you want it. Just kind of happens randomly when you need it. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really, you know, to have to go through that and have that support, it really helped me. So
right on.
So in reference to the nanny cam, though, I don't think you ever, you with that part, I don't think Jeff always says in any interview or anything that I've ever seen, he loves your work ethic. So I don't think.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going back to the name.
That makes me feel good.
I just
want
to put the number in really quickly because we've not put it in once. 818-602-4929. You don't have much time to call in, but 818-602-4929. I want to talk about, but I'm a cheerleader.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know? I was in the opening sequence. Did you see me?
I did. My favorite is when that girl fell, though. I was like, yay. So
yeah, I wasn't. I was like a lot of my almost resume.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge part in that. I actually got clipped for most of it, but I was cheering in the opening sequence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But so...
Is that your top five?
No.
It's not top five, but it's one of our favorites.
It's a great campy movie, though.
We've watched it a million times.
Did you see The Bachelor? I was a big-haired bride in that.
See, I didn't see The
Bachelor. Chris O'Donnell, rent that. Renee Zellweger.
Oh, I was thinking The Bachelor as in... ABC.
Right. No, I was not on that dating show. That's funny. A lot of people go, oh, yeah, that.
And Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, he's a doll.
He's dishy. And he's in L.A. What is it? In?
Oh, with LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. The NCIS.
Yes,
no,
NCIS,
right?
NCIS, L.A. Yeah, he's looking hot. I'm just saying. And then I saw that you were on Charmed one episode.
Yes,
did you
I
get
was.
To work with the girls a lot?
A little bit. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love Phoebe.
You do you? Yeah.
Yeah, that was my. I have nothing else.
So Flipping Out, are we looking? We're definitely looking at a season 4 for Flipping Out.
I can't say.
You can't. Okay.
Write in BravoTV.com.
Definitely.
And write to Deb. And tell her she's rude.
Dear Deb, you're rude. Dear
Deb, you're such a bitch, but I'm kind of attracted to you.
I wrote a rap for you guys.
Do it!
When did you write a rap for us?
On my way here. It's just quick.
I love it. Do it. Maybe I won't love it.
Good morning, it's a great day at Jeff Lewis's office, hey. We're rapping with Jenny from the Flippin' Out crew at Jeff Lewis office. Don't go number two. Number one, okay. Number two, no way. No way, no way, no way, no way.
Yeah!
We can't go number two at the office. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't, but now I do.
That's so funny. In my office, we have an upstairs for number one and a downstairs for number two.
Yes.
Like, that's
there's
so peculiar.
Yeah, we're not supposed to go number two. I haven't been number two in 7.5 years.
Oh, bless your heart.
At work.
Okay, I was
going to
say.
Come on, honey.
Blocked.
We need to.
I
have
somebody that
can help you
with that. Can you guys go number two in a public place?
No.
Really?
I'm so... I grew up white, like trailer trash, though. Like, I grew up totally in a trailer, and everyone knew what was going on. And so, it just... I grew up very embarrassed by it.
Interesting.
So I...
And today with Dr. Dina. Shame of number two. I'm like, I'm going to admit, I kind of did too. But I'm actually getting over that. I'm getting over that.
Everybody poops.
Poo in public.
They do. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah.
Everybody pees too.
It's kind of embarrassing because now that I'm transitioning into female and I'm going to the women's restrooms, I don't want to make that much noise. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be dainty. Because I'm dainty.
Speaking of peeing, have you ever heard that used as like a term of reference, as in somebody doing a good job?
Good segue.
Pee-pee?
No, peed. They
girl,
really peed. Like,
girl, you
she
peed.
She was bringing this up
you
to
peed,
me today.
Girl.
No,
I've
and never I've heard never that. Heard.
I'm
We're
like,
talking
Dina,
about
this is ridiculous. And she's like, no, that's what they say. They say you peed.
I guess it's Southern queer vernacular. Okay. When I was coming up, you know, back in Texas, when I just started, you know, a foray into the transgender, you know, lifestyle, there, you know, all the girls, the drag community had a lot of different, you know, vernacular than even the gay guys did. And so, like, they would be like, girl, you peed, like, you did a great job. Like, that
I've
was awesome.
I've never heard of that.
It's really interesting. And another one that we used in Texas, and one of my friends in San Diego who's from Texas still uses, is, girl, I was so full last night, meaning I was really wasted.
So full.
Yeah. Cool. I was so full, girl. I fell down 3 times, you know, like that. So,
girl, I was so full last night. Wow.
Ooh, I was
I've
full.
Learned a lot today.
We are happy to be your GLBT dictionary.
My goodness.
So speaking of which, Greg and I are working on a book project. And anybody,
an activities book.
An activities book, which we'll discuss more later in future. But we're working on it. And if anybody out there would, we really want today's GLBT you know, vernacular. What are you guys using? Like, are you still saying peed? Oh, girl, you peed, or, you know, something like that. So what I want you guys to do, well, Greg and I want you to do, is send us emails with the word and a definition of it so we can see and may possibly include it in our GLBT dictionary of our part of our book thing project.
Cool.
Surprise.
Okay.
So,
and you can send that to info, I-N-F-O, at Dina and Greg Show, DinaAndGregShow.com. DinaAndGregShow.com.
SHOW. We've only got a couple minutes left. So is there anything that you want to add? Because we did not direct everything towards flipping out. Anything you want to add at all?
Just keep tuning in. We have next week is our Tuesday is the finale. And then the reunion episode will be the following Tuesday, I believe. Yeah. And
at the same time at 10 o'clock also?
I need to double check that, but I believe so, yeah. Okay. But they'll run the ads, I'm sure. But 10 o'clock this Tuesday. Just want to thank everybody that's supported our show and Bravo and Watch Bravo. And, you know, I'm very, again, just grateful that people have enjoyed it. You know, for the most part, we hear that people enjoy it or... So everybody, a lot of people will approach Jeff and I and say, I'm Jeff, I'm Jenny. You know, I have a Jeff or I, you know,
right.
So that
it's
kind of
total
that relationship
modern
is.
Will and Grace in a way.
Yeah. It's so we're very fortunate. No, Jeff and I have never made out. Didn't we make out in one episode?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. We haven't either. Why
no.
He always equates us to. But I do have to say.
Yeah, who's Jeff? Who's Jenny?
I'm totally Jenny.
Okay.
But I'm so not Jeff.
Yeah,
am
I don't know.
I haven't got my lips.
I guess we're
yet.
A little bit of both, but I'm the mixed. More like this is what we're gonna do now, and this we're gonna yeah.
Okay, guys. Real quickly, I just want to let everyone know that we are sponsored by Gay.com. This show, Gay.com. Visit Gay.com. We're sponsored by Gay.com.
Gay.com.
And please visit our website. I know it's a disaster right now, but it's DinaAndGregShow.com and my blog, which I'm still trying to be, you know, persistent about updating, transglamorous.com.
We'll be at the Sassy Show tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night with the cast of Sorted Lives, Del Shores and the Bunch.
Here in WeHo. And then Tuesday nights, check out Drunk on Stage.
At Akbar
with Bruce.
Bruce Daniels. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much, Jenny. And thank you to Bravo. Have a great week.
Bravo.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.